The initial inspiration was to be able to give information to hikers ascending up into Raven's Roost Cabin. Raven's Roost is a complicated trail that leaves you from different ecotones, you know, coming from 100 feet, 200 feet or so, up to 1,600 feet at the opening above Petersburg. It's something that people don't necessarily understand the challenges when they reach the top of the trail. And we would like to be able to highlight certain elements that they should focus on, such as the gear to bring, the depth of the snow on the ridge. You know, it kind of gives us a chance to be able to inform people before they begin their hike instead of, you know, having to make a mayday call from the top of the mountain.
So it could look different down by Petersburg than it is up by the cabin.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it'll be raining down below, and then, you know, nearly 2,000 feet higher, we could have 4 feet of snow on the ground. And if people don't realize that, they may get stuck. And then oftentimes people are hiking in the fall or winter with reduced daylight hours. And that can be a challenge too, you know, to complicating search and rescue efforts as well as their own self-extrication off the mountain.
Is that something that the volunteer searchers respond to every year?
Not every year, but we've had years where we've responded to multiple incidents up there.
Okay, so the signs.
Yes. Yeah, so we're calling it a kiosk or informational signboard. There are three panels within this one structure, and each of those collaborative entities have one panel to be able to post their information. So the Forest Service will do what they can about posting trail information. There's going to be some continued upgrades of that trail itself. So be able to talk about where the construction's occurring, safety considerations with that. The borough will be able to speak about Sandy Beach, talk about City Creek Trail, and search and rescue, like I mentioned earlier, would be able to talk about the appropriate gear to bring up the mountain, daylight hours, amount of snow at the ridge and such.
Okay. And when I saw a photo of these sign structures, they're pretty big. I mean, you can't miss them. And it reminded me of ones that I've seen over on Kupernoff Island regarding the Petersburg Mountain Trail and the trail network over there.
Correct. Yes. This kiosk was built using Forest Service engineered blueprints and is definitely modeled after that kiosk over there at the top of the state dock on Kupernoff.
So volunteers with the Petersburg Fire Department did the construction for the kiosk.
Yes. Late last year, the Volunteer Association decided to take on the project itself. And so over this past fall and winter, over a dozen volunteers from all the divisions of the fire department contributed their time, tools, and expertise. There were well over 100 volunteer hours invested in this construction, assembly, and standing and sealing of this structure.
Wow.
That was a lot of effort. Yeah, it's been amazing to be able to have the group join together to be able to make this possible. This is definitely a regional structure. All of the wood was locally sourced by a small mill operator out of Cake, and then with the resources from Petersburg that brought it to bear, this has been a great collaborative effort. The initial plan was to procure the wood and then have some interested party like the high school wood shop. Or initially, it was a potential Eagle Scout project, but really, it was our project in the first place, and we were excited about getting it done. So the Volunteer Association decided themselves to take on this project. But that would not have been possible without the teamwork between two borough departments, the Fire and EMS Department and Parks and Rec. Parks and Rec helped procure the concrete to permanently install the structure and also had their lead maintenance man, Cody, assist by digging the holes initially and lifting the components into place with the Bobcat on April 17th. This effort has been made possible through the community. There were so many bodies, entities, people volunteering their time away from their work during midweek when we installed this thing April 17th, and it was great to see. Sandy and I sat back as we were looking at 9 people from various entities just each giving up their Wednesday to participate and help set this thing in so that the community of Petersburg can enjoy it.